Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. And this week is a super special week because this is my first week of having two shows of Hang Out with Heather here with you on Niche Radio. I'm very excited. And yay, this is a huge thing, and it's awesome. And thank you to all my listeners for always tuning in and being so supportive and engaging with me on social media and sending me thoughts and telling me what you thought about the show. And I absolutely love interacting with you guys, and it's because of you that I'm back twice a week. So thank you so much. I have a great show lined up for you guys this week. Food, theater, wine, and all of my favorite things are up this week. So without any further ado, let's get going. So I joined a group of fellow foodies this week. We attended the launch of the new summer menu at Roast Cafe. Now, for those of you who don't know Roast Cafe, it is situated in Melrose Arch. It's actually adjoining possibly the coolest comedy club in Jersey, the Goliath Comedy Club, and they have totally upped their game just in time for summer. We kicked off with some amazing frozen cocktail jugs. There were designer milkshakes and mouth-watering desserts. And I'm actually going to tell you about the desserts before I tell you about the food, because the memory of those is still lingering with me. The rainbow cake was amazing. And if you like cheesecake, the baked Oreo cheesecake will literally blow your mind. They bake on-site. It is fresh every day. And I promise you, if you just want to go and have a coffee and a cake, this is the place to go. But now, stress no more. They have an amazing lunch and light dinner menu as well. I ordered the rosemary chicken, which was tasty and divine. It was huge. It came served with the most amazing yummy roast veg, and I took about half of it home for lunch the next day. It was just absolutely massive. It was really great. Other diners at the table raved about the burry roll. Parmesan fillets got like two thumbs up. Pizzas were great, as well as the spicy hoisin ribs, and the linguine gamberi also came out with like top award winning from our table of foodies. So do yourself a favor, pop in, have a coffee and a cake, or go and have something to eat. You will not be disappointed, I can promise you. You can get hold of Roast Cafe on 010-020-3678, or you can visit their website, www.roastcafe.co.za. I will definitely be back. I really, really enjoyed our meal here. Then moving on to theatre, I enjoyed a spectacular show with some friends this week at the Barnyard Theatre in Rivonia. Now, those of you who know me know that I love the Barnyard in Rivonia. And One Hit Wonders that is currently on is a tribute show to recording artists who have had only one hit song. Now, someone was arguing with me on Twitter about this. Yes, but they've released other songs subsequently, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, they became known for one song only. Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive. No matter what she did after that, she just could not trump that one hit wonder. And this show plays tribute to those artists who have done exactly that. From the 70s through to the current day, the Macarena, the Ketchup song, everything. It was amazing. We were dancing as always. I love Barnyard, and they are so good to me, and their shows are so good. I just keep going back. I can't stay away. So if you want to go and have an absolute blast with friends and family, go and see One Hit Wonders now on at Barnyard in Rivonia. It features a talented 10-piece cast who perform more than 60 hits in the two-hour show, and dance till you drop, boogie your blues away. You'll have an absolute blast, as always, at the Barnyard Theatre. You can book your seats by visiting their website, barnyardtheatre.co.za, or you can also give their box office a call on 087-236-3088. I will see you at Barnyard again soon. Now, something that I'm really super excited about, or show that I'm really super excited about, is Annie, which is currently on at the Teatro in Monte Cassino. It's just opened in Joburg. It's heading down to Cape Town a little bit later in the year. Don't worry, the sun will come out tomorrow because Annie is here. It is a world and favorite family musical, a stalwart of entertainment. And I'm actually really excited, although the producers and the team are British and they've been running the show around the world, the cast are all South African. And stars, musical stars, Sharon Williams-Ross, Niels Klaassen, Stefan Yoba, Mike Huff. There's a whole host of local performing talent that is currently on stage in Annie. And after 6 months of hard searching, they finally found the three best Annies in the country. And each of the Annies, obviously, because the kids that perform are around about, you know, between the ages of sort of 10 and 14, they can't perform every night. So there's actually three teams of Annies with their orphans that perform. And at the media call this week, I was absolutely blown away by the caliber of the show. And for those of you who don't know, Annie is set in the 1930s in New York during the Great Depression. And Annie lives a bit of a life of misery and torment at the hands of the tyrannical Miss Hannigan in her orphanage. But she is determined to find her real parents. And her luck changes when she is chosen to spend Christmas at the residence of the famous billionaire Oliver Warbucks, and her life changes from there. So if you want to find out a little bit more about Annie, tickets are on sale. As I said, it's at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. But before I tell you anything else about prices or shows, have a little listen to an exclusive interview that I managed to secure with Nick Winston, who's the associate director and choreographer and part of the team from the UK who led the search for Annie and has led most of the choreography and direction for the show. Have a listen to my chat with Nick.
I'm glad you're excited. Annie's an adventure story, really, about an 11-year-old orphan who is trying to escape the clutches of Miss Hannigan, the lady who runs the orphanage she lives in, and find her parents, who she believes are still alive. And luckily, she gets an opportunity to leave the orphanage because Oliver Warbucks, a billionaire, has an orphan spend 2 weeks at his house for Christmas. And during their time together, they develop a parental relationship, and she doesn't find her parents, but she does find a father in Oliver
Warbucks.
Yes.
So tell us, obviously the show's originally from the UK, now here in South Africa. How long did it take to cast? Tell us what it's like being here. And
came over here in February to cast to cast everyone, actually. Was in Cape Town and Johannesburg looking for Annies and orphans and our adult cast.
And dogs.
And dogs, yes. And we saw about 600 kids, and we've got three teams of seven orphans in each set, and then that's in Johannesburg and also the same in Cape Town.
So three sets in Joburg and three sets in Cape Town. And they rotate, they're obviously not on every night.
Yeah,
so
they rotate shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Annie, the musical, currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Tickets range in price from 150 to 500 rand, obviously depending on the night of the week that you attend and where you choose to sit. And performances run Tuesday through Sunday every evening. And on Saturdays and Sundays, there is a matinee performance as well. And do visit my site, heatherhook.com, to check out all the details and how you can book. And I'll tell you a little bit more next week, because I'm going to go see the show myself in its entirety on Sunday. I'm very, very excited. So I mentioned a little bit last week about Bistro Michelle and their amazing wine tasting evenings, and well done to Likers of Things, who won herself two tickets on this week's show to go and attend the Bistro Michelle and Avondale wine tasting this week. And they have another amazing wine tasting coming up next week with Ataraxia Wines on the 20th of October. So if you'd like more info and you'd like to go through and maybe do an amazing wine tasting, please do check out my site, heatherhook.com. Click on the Bistro Michelle wine tasting site, and you can check out Bistro Michelle on, or you can give them a call, should I say, on 011-440-0769, or you can email Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L, at bistromichelle.co.za, and check out the wine tasting on October the 20th with Ataraxia Wines and some amazing food by Michael Morand, the owner and chef at Bistro Michelle. Bistro Michelle is currently one of my favorite places at the moment. Absolutely loving it. Coming up this weekend, As I mentioned, I think last week, the Joburg Youth Ballet are doing their 40th anniversary gala season, which is going to be celebrated in style at the Mandela Theatre, or the Mandela Stage, should I say, at Joburg Theatre. And that's opening this Friday the 14th and running until Sunday the 16th of October. And the ballets that they're going to be performing is A Midsummer's Night Dream and other ballets. I love Joburg Youth Ballet. They've been supporting youth ballet for over 40 years in Joburg, and was founded by Audrey King in 1976, and it's the oldest youth ballet company in South Africa. So go and support some local talent. Go check them out. Tickets range from 100 to 120 Rand, and you can get hold of Joburg Theatre's box office on 0861 670 670, or you can also visit joburgtheatre.com. I'm heading there on Friday night. I hope to see you guys there supporting local talent. Coming up next week, I'm quite excited. The R&B Winex, once again, yay, love wine, at the Santa Convention Center. And that's taking place next week from Wednesday the 26th through to Friday the 28th of October. It is 17 years in the making and brings the greatest range of prestige wines to Joburg itself. Join the celebration of what's hot in the wine world with award-winning winemakers and celebrities, and expand your wine horizons. What's not to like, right? So as I said, that's on Wednesday 26th through Friday 28th of October at the Santa Convention Center from 5 to 9 every evening. You can get your tickets on computicket.com. The prices range from 160 to 175 for bookings. You can also purchase at the door, but it's slightly more expensive. And because we support responsible drinking, make sure you use Uber or the Gautrain, and visit their website, winex.co.za, for more details. I'll see you guys there. Yay, Winex. Now, I mentioned earlier this week about the Robin Hood pantomime, which is opening at Joburg Theatre very shortly. I think it's opening on the 6th of November. And most exciting news, I have two sets of four tickets to give away. So if you'd like to win a set of four tickets to take your family or friends, or family and friends, to go and see the Robin Hood pantomime at Joburg Theatre on Saturday the 12th of November at 7:30, all you have to do is the following. Visit my Facebook page, or you can comment on Twitter and let me know the name of one of the cast members. So I'm not going to give them all to you now. I need you to head through to my website or my Facebook page. My website's heatherhook.com. Check out the post about the Robin Hood panto, and you can comment on my Facebook page and name one of the cast members that are going to be performing in the show. It's going to be loads of fun. So that is two sets of four tickets to see the Robin Hood pantomime at Joburg Theatre on Saturday the 12th of November. If you want to book your tickets, visit joburgtheatre.com or call the box office on 0861 670 670. Look forward to seeing you guys there. Then also next week, and something which I highly recommend that you get your tickets for pretty darn soon, is the Stellenbosch at Summer Place. And I also mentioned it earlier this week. Stellenbosch at Summer Place is going to take place on Wednesday, October the 26th. There are five celebrity chefs who will be leading this gourmet cocktail extravaganza. Stellenbosch Wine Roots will be supplying the wine. Sunland Private Wealth is also involved. And this is going to be the creme de la creme of events that you would want to attend in Johannesburg. I promise you. It's going to be razzle dazzle. It is going to be all out. And there's going to be some amazing food and wine on offer. So just whatever you do, make sure that you get your tickets. Tickets are 500 Rand per person and include all your wine, your food, and entertainment for the evening. Note that it is a cocktail affair. It's not a sit-down dinner, but it's an extremely lavish cocktail affair. And you can get your tickets by contacting Almarie Rabi on 021-886-8275. You can drop an email to events@wineroot.co.za, or you can also book online, wineroot.co.za. I look forward to seeing you guys there. So I have literally covered all of my favorite things, theater, food, and wine. And ballet. What more is there to want in life, let's be honest? Guys, it is the end of the show for me. I will catch up with you again next week with some more cool things that are hip and happening in Joburg. If you want to be in touch with me, please interact on social media. My Twitter handle, Heather L. Hook. My Instagram handle, Heather Louise Hook. You can visit my website, heatherhook.com, or drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. Tell me what's going on in and around Joburg, if there's somewhere you think I need to be. and I will definitely come through and visit. That's it for now. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, and I will chat to you guys next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.